Well, the Iowa caucuses will start the voting in the 2020 presidential race a little more than 3 months from now. Iowa is home to 31 counties that flipped from Barack Obama to Donald Trump in 2016, more than any other state. And those counties helped Trump win Iowa, and maintaining them will be key to his reelection bid. Here and Now's Chris Bentley has this look at how that support is holding up.
Dan Snicker heads the Republican Party in Clinton County, Iowa. He says 3 years ago, lots of new faces came through the door of this office in downtown Clinton in the months before the 2016 election.
They wanted two things. They wanted a Trump yard sign, and they wanted to know how to change their party affiliation. And you quiz them, they said, well, we want to raise family. We want to be able to buy our house, and that American dream is disappearing.
This part of eastern Iowa is home to industrial Mississippi River cities like Dubuque, lots of rural farmland, and small towns like Clinton. 9 out of 10 Iowa counties along the state's eastern border flipped from blue to red in 2016. Smicker is confident Trump will carry Clinton County again in 2020.
Yeah, I think he will. As far as the party goes, nobody is apologizing for supporting the president. Does he do everything that everyone would do? Nobody does. But the leadership he's provided and the remembering his campaign promises is amazing.
But not everyone in eastern Iowa who voted for Trump is happy with what he's done in office. Faye Rowling is a farmer and a nursing assistant in rural Jackson County, Iowa, which also flipped for Trump in 2016. She says she voted for Trump because of his promises to help farmers like her. Now she regrets that vote.
I don't see what he's done at all, but did damage to the farmers with China and...
You don't think he's really standing up for people in Iowa?
No, I don't like him. He just is a poor president.
Rowling recently changed her party affiliation so she can caucus with the Democrats next year. She hasn't made up her mind yet about which candidate to support. The key question for Republicans is whether Rowling is an anomaly or a sign that the president's support might be fading in parts of the Midwest, key to helping him stay in the White House. Andy McKean thinks it's a trend. He served 7 terms as a Republican, representing mostly rural constituents in the Iowa State House of Representatives. This year, midway through his 8th term, he switched his party affiliation to Democratic.
The Republican Party, I feel, has become somewhat extreme in some of their priorities, and not to say that the Democratic Party doesn't have its problems, too, but I felt more comfortable as a moderate Democrat and made the switch.
McKean says Trump's spending is reckless, his foreign policy erratic, and the economy Trump touts on the campaign trail?
I think it's a house of cards ready to fall, and I think, sure, the stock market is up for the moment, but you just wait and see what happens to it eventually. But I do believe that a more middle-of-the-road Democrat would be a very, very strong competitor for Trump, and I think would get a lot of not only Democrats, but a lot of independents and a lot of disillusioned Republicans.
But many Republicans in eastern Iowa disagree. Michael Cassaday, a retired doctor in Clinton County, voted for Trump in 2016 and is eager to vote for him again.
I genuinely think that he is out to make things better for our country. With the treaties he's trying to get reorganized, with the reduction of regulations, I think he sent a message to lots of different countries that we're going to take care of ourselves first, and then if you don't like it, if you're messing with us, we're going to take care of you.
Pauline Chilton, a 41-year-old real estate broker in Dubuque, changed her party affiliation from Democratic to Republican to vote for Trump in 2016. Chilton identifies as half Black, half Asian, and she says President Trump's support is more diverse than many people think.
It may look like he has support from mostly white people, but not everybody's loud about who they're supporting, especially when there is some backlash. Most Republicans support Trump. The ones who don't support him, I think, is a very small percentage. And I believe that there has been a growing number of people in Dubuque County who support him because they're happy with the job that he's doing.
As for the impeachment inquiry House Democrats are pursuing, Chilton calls it a political stunt. And 94% of Republicans agree with Chilton that Trump should not be impeached and removed from office, according to a poll out this week from the Public Religion Research Institute. But another poll published last week by Quinnipiac University shows a majority of voters nationwide support the House's impeachment inquiry. That could be a problem for Republicans in states like Iowa, where the party needs to win over independents and not just turn out the president's base. Alexis Lundgren is chair of the Dubuque County Republican Party. She says in eastern Iowa, the impeachment inquiry will likely boost Republican turnout for Trump.
I think right now what's going on is pushing the Republicans closer to Trump. When I have conversations with people, they're irritated just like I am. They want this to be over with and done, and we want to work on something else that's going to better, you know, everyone. I don't think it's doing anything bad for us. I think it's doing bad for the Democrats.
Turnout in Iowa was down in 2016 compared to 2008 and 2012 for both parties, but especially for Democrats. President Trump also won a larger share of independents than Hillary Clinton, and those no-party voters were key to his victory. Tom Barton is a 53-year-old independent from Dubuque. He says he's undecided right now. He voted in 2016, but won't say for whom, because he says he doesn't want to alienate friends and clients of his business. Barton owns a wealth management firm and says his number one issue is the economy.
As a financial guy, it's frustrating as hell when you're only one tweet away from your whole apple cart being upset here. And so that's worn on me the last 3 years. You know, I don't know. I guess I'm for the party that's going to help people do the best economically. And right now, I don't know who that is.
Winning over no-party voters like Barton is just as important to President Trump's chances at re-election as energizing his base. Republicans will find out next year if Trump can shore up that coalition against a flagging approval rating and an impeachment inquiry with growing support. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.